Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it was a day not unlike today. It was in the season of Advent in December, although the weather was not nearly as nice as it is here today. I was in Dallas, Texas, had flown in the morning for a connecting flight, and because of the weather, one flight after another was canceled. There was one flight left to my destination at the end of the day, and I was the last person called as a standby, and there was only one seat left in the plane, and it was in first class. Tough. I settled in my seat. It had been a long day. As soon as the plane took off, I reclined the seat, grabbed the headphones, put them on. American Airlines in December in that particular year was featuring some of Handel's Messiah selections on its audio channel. And I was relaxed. I was in a quiet place. And I was so caught up in the music that I started to sing. And the glory. And then it occurred to me, of course, a few bars into that, that no one else was necessarily listening to the same thing I was, and a little bit embarrassed, I took the headset off and looked at the fellow sitting next to me who was kind of staring at me and said, I am really sorry, but I was just listening to the Messiah. And just that quick, he snapped back, oh, does he speak to you often? True story. Actually, you know, when you think about it, he does. I mean, he does speak to me often and to you often. I mean, we have God's revelation. We have his word, the word of the Father. He even talks about that in the reading we heard from Luke from today, saying, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. That is why I was sent, to share the message. The Messiah speaks, and we listen. And we hear God speak in a variety of ways. The Holy Spirit, of course, has the ability to choose a variety of means to allow the Messiah to speak. Art, music, pastors, professors, friends, loved ones, all sorts of ways in which the message that God has given to us about his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the message that Jesus proclaimed is translated in a variety of ways to reach us. So on that airplane that day, the Messiah was speaking through George Frederick Handel, whose pieces were based on God's holy word. And I mention that today because today, this actual day, December 14th, is the 85th anniversary of a tool that the Holy Spirit has used to allow the Messiah to speak, KFUO Radio. Through the spoken word, through music, KFUO has been a means of sharing God's word, and we celebrate the blessings that he has brought to many through that tool for 85 years. There's a short and simple description of something Jesus did that was included in the reading from Luke, and it may have gone unnoticed, it may be less important than some of the other things in that reading, but it kind of jumped out at me because it's something that I wouldn't mind doing from time to time. Here's the phrase: at daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The reading you heard said desolate. And Mark, in his gospel, adds the words to pray. But the whole idea is to be someplace where you can hear and meditate upon God's revelation, maybe even with a headset on in an airplane. I don't know where you go for your solitary place where you can kind of shut out the world, but it's important to do that from time to time. John the Baptist has been talking to us during the season of Advent about preparing the way. And the Old Testament prophets foretold, and Luke told us about the importance of Christ's mission. And these are things upon which we can meditate. And it just helps sometimes to have a solitary place to do so. I've read hundreds, maybe thousands of listener letters and emails through the years that may not call KFUO and other such ministries solitary places, but their descriptions of KFUO suggest that the stations are in fact that. There's something about God's gift of radio that lends itself so well to being the backdrop or the place that is a solitary place. Of all of the gifts, the technological gifts that God has given, I've always really appreciated radio because the pictures are better. God has given each of us the gift of imagination. There's so much in our world today that is so blatant. We're just bystanders. We're not really engaged. But there is something about the medium of radio that can provide that solitary place. And listeners tell us that all the time. Through words, through the spoken word, and through music. 85 years ago today, and it's appropriate that we remember it because it happened through the efforts of those at Concordia Seminary. And KFUO is still located on our campus. For 85 years, it's been one of those solitary places where the Messiah speaks. Listeners say it best, a friendly and loving voice, my daily inspiration, a constant Christian companion. I came to faith in Jesus Christ through the music of Johann Sebastian Bach and other great Christian composers. It's a solitary place. Well, thank God for the preaching example of Jesus Christ and all that has been revealed to us through God's holy word. Thank God for the gift of radio to pass those truths on in a variety of ways. Thank God for the tool that he has used for 85 years to touch the hearts and minds of listeners, to instill and strengthen and nurture faith in the Christ who is with us now, who came at Christmas, and who will come again. Thank God for the Messiah who still speaks. In his name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.